everything I was planning on talking about each night has been spoken about, so.
You've been first.
I should have obeyed, huh?
Amen.
Anyway, I guess I'll just give my testimony since some of y'all haven't heard. Shaking too much. First time I came here to Okno, it was in May, Mother's Day, May of 80. And I remember it was a Sunday morning, and I came to church, and I don't remember what it was that was being preached. I remember it was Lyndall and Brent. But after the message was over, they gave an invitation. And I remember sitting back there in my chair, or standing up, and I was holding on to the chair in front of me. And I felt like I ought to go down that aisle, but I'd never felt like this before. And I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't want to go up there. And I was hanging on to my chair and just felt like if I let go, I'd probably walk up there. And anyway, I went up, and I don't know why. I didn't know then why. And I went up there, and Brent Riggs came up to me, and he asked me if I knew the Lord as my Savior, my personal Savior. And I told him no, that, you know, I didn't know anything of the Lord dying for me. I knew he had died for us, but I didn't know that I could have that life that he offers. And by the grace of God, Brent obeyed the Lord and, you know, telling others, and he told me about it. And I accepted the Lord that morning.
Amen.
And I remember standing up, they have you stand up in front of everybody and, you know, let everyone know that you've just gotten saved.
Amen.
And as Linda was talking, I was feeling really good. I thought, well, now everything's going to be real good. And it didn't. It didn't get better. But for about a year, I continued here in Okno. And after a while, I started noticing I wasn't reading my Bible every day. And then I quit praying as much. And little by little, I started getting away. I didn't realize it at the time. And before I knew it, I wasn't here in church anymore. And I had gone back. I was back into the world. I had my friends again and everything. And I thought then that I was really enjoying myself. And I had gone into sin, and Linda Kincaid came over and spoke to me. And he told me that he'd give me a certain amount of days to come back. And that if I didn't, he'd get up and he'd bring it before the church. And I got to thinking, well, I can just stay on my own side of town. I don't have to go over there. I can stay away. And I guess then I was trying to run away from God is what I was doing. And one night I was sitting outside, and I was just thinking, a thought came to me, no, you can't win. You can't win. And the next day was Friday night. I remembered that there were meetings here. They were having a revival. And so I called up Adrian, and I asked him if he could come by and pick me up, take me to church. So he came over, and we came, and I walked in, and I sat next to Leanne Fitzharris. And anyway, I don't know what song they were singing or what, but I started to try to sing, and I couldn't do it. And anyway, I got up, and I walked out. I went to the restroom, and Leanne came in there. I don't remember what she said to me, but I just remember being thankful that somebody was there. Anyway, after the meeting, I went out and talked to Lyndall, and I came back the next morning to church, and I apologized to the church and for what I had done. And I didn't like the feeling of having to get up before everybody and having to apologize, but I'm glad I did. I really am. It just shows how when you've done something that the Lord really, he'll forgive. He really will. And back then I was around, 18. When I started off, I was real enthused and real encouraged by coming to church and everything. And after a while, I got to looking at others, and I thought, you know, what am I doing here in church? And I made a foolish decision then, and it's one that I regret now, because I had testified to others there in school, to my father, and afterwards, I felt like I couldn't lift my face up to them, because I had told them I was saved, I was a Christian, you know, and just telling them how the Lord can save them and change their lives, and yet I had come right back. And I don't know if any of y'all here are going through doubts or thinking of going back, but it's not worth it.
Amen.
It might seem good, you know, right then, but you've got to look further.
Amen.
Anyway, I got my heart right with God, came back to church, and I had to start all over again. And it was really a joy to be back. It wasn't easy or anything, but I had at least come back, and by God's grace, He brought me further and further along.
Amen.
And after some months, Linda was going down to Mexico, and Cindy Kincaid had given me the idea of going down with him and others that were going to go down. And I wanted to go to Mexico, not to see the work, that wasn't in my thoughts. Adrian was down there. And, anyway, Adrian and I had dated for a while before I'd gone off and got myself all messed up, and he was down there. And so I went, and Leanne knew. I guess I never really told her why I was going, but she knew. And she said, you come back or get a husband or something like that. And anyway, I ran over there, and things worked out right. I had been praying about it. Adrian had been praying about it too, and the Lord gave me the desire of my heart to have him as a husband.
Amen.
I'm really thankful. I can't say that when we got married, I thought that I knew what I was getting into. And as far as going down into the mission field, and Linda knows real well, you know, my character and everything. And we got married, went down there, and it was real hard for me to be a submissive wife and to learn to put aside my rights and my desires and listen to someone else. And it took about 2 or 3 years that I thought, you know, we had such a bad marriage and how could this happen, you know. And one day the Lord just opened up my eyes and showed me it was me that was, I was wrong. And little by little, I started to leave it in God's hands and asking Him to make me the wife that I ought to be, because I and myself, I couldn't do it. And Adrian told me one time that if he couldn't run his house right, then we had no business being there. And I took that and I used it because I wanted to come back. And I tried to do everything I could to contradict what the Bible said about how the house ought to be run. Anyway, and once again, I thank the Lord that, you know, Adrian stuck out and we stayed there. And I realized, you know, I'm making my life miserable, I'm making his miserable, I'm being a bad testimony to the church there. And Linda talked to me one time, and better yet, yelled at me one time and told me that if I was such a strong-willed person, then why didn't I take that strong will and turn around for the right thing?
Amen.
And
Amen.
I didn't listen to him then, but after, I kept thinking about it, and I thought, you know, he's right. He really is, and it's just all of God that He's brought me to where I am. You know, we try to work things out and everything, and it's stuck. And now I'm thankful, because if I had walked off, I wouldn't have the marriage that I have today.
Right.
And I just like to say that, you know, if your husbands are thinking of going, be behind them all the way, and pray for them, encourage them, and it's just a real honor to be down there as a missionary's wife. I have Leanne told me she had remembered what I had talked about last year, and I didn't talk last year because none of the ladies did, but I had told her I was going to change some of the words around what I said. And here in Ephesians, I've read this before, but it's just, to me, this is my chapter. This just reminds me of, you know, all of us and where we were before the Lord came to us. And in chapter 2, starting with verse 1, it says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy."
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen.
"For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace he saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called a circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
Amen.
And came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." And one more thing I'd like to say is, I'd like to say thank you to all of you who have supported us over the years financially and who have prayed for us. And that to us has been an anchor. It really has been. We know back home people are praying. And I'd like to say thank you to Trin and Lupe. I never did say thank you to y'all for being down there with us and for being the friends that you were.
Amen.
And that's all.
Amen.